Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I got, as always, my co-hostess with all the mostest, Lady T. How you been, Lady T?
Hey, hey. What's going on, best co-host?
Man, ain't nothing at all. It seemed like, well, you know, it's funny because I was about to say, it seemed like I've been waiting all day for the show. But I have literally been waiting all day for this show. I don't know what, you know, it's just crazy. Sometimes words got a funny way of playing games on you, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, but, listen, it was a beautiful first day of September, guys. We're getting in close to it actually being football season, you know, the preseason, yeah, gets us lathered up and ready to go and excited, but there's nothing like the actual season, and we're only days away now. We're only days away, and I can't wait. Today on the show, Kale's Corner, we will discuss the WNBA divisional rounds. Man, these ladies is balling, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. And I know I say this all the time, but if you want to see some sound fundamental basketball being played,
mm-hmm.
you can watch the college game, or you can watch these young females play, man. Because, I mean, they get into it. You see pristine passes and defense, and they're working hard at trying to prove that the WNBA is here to stay and should be here to stay. So we're going to get into that. We're going to do something different again with the MLB divisions, you guys. We're going to talk about the first and the last place team in each division. And we're going to discuss the space in between the two. That's the first and last place team and the distance between the two. NBA, they're really not a whole lot going on in the NBA right now. It seemed like Kevin Durant said he's going to stay put, and everything just ceased. You know what I mean? But we are going to discuss ESPN's Best Player Award, who ESPN voted as their best player. Excuse me, guys. Excuse me. We play too much. NFL signings and trades, contracts, the biggest to the smallest, who went with who, and where did they go? We're going to discuss that as well today on this episode of Tail Corner. You know what I mean? Like what we say, Tree, get your popcorn, get your water, get your chips, get whatever it takes to get you through, these 2 hours, because we're going to bring it. And we already got out. I'm telling you, man, Treats, I said I was hungry, right? You know, but my stomach was kind of talking to me. So Reese bought me a bowl of shrimp and chicken Alfredo. So if you hear me smacking a little bit, just go ahead, carry on, and keep us going.
Why not? Sir, me and Reese gonna have to. Hey, Reese, I'm calling you at 7:05. I'll be calling you to tell you the time my co-host needs to eat. I ain't even talking to you, bro. I'll be calling you. She on here. I call you, Reese.
But it wasn't her fault. When I came home today,
she know you hungry.
I know. But when I came home from work today, it was so hot today and humid that I just felt sticky and yucky. You know what I mean? So I needed to jump in the shower, and then I said, you know what? While I'm getting in the shower, I might as well shave my head, you know. So, you know, and then when I did come, you know, out the shower and dry off and, you know, can me all over.
Come on back. Come out the bathroom and finish the conversation.
I sat down and I started playing Madden, and then it dawned on me, oh man, it's almost time for the show, but I'm hungry. You know what I mean? So that's how I got the shrimp and chicken fettuccine. I'm going to blame Reese because she brought it to me, but I'm going to blame myself.
I'm blaming Reese, too.
Because I asked for it. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, about time she get in some type of trouble. Dang. It's usually all on me. Yeah, I've got about. All right.
Lord, listen to him.
You all know the topic that we're going to discuss. I'm going to play another oldie but goodie, and I know I played this last week. But I'm telling y'all, it just feels like throwback Thursday to me. So we're going to throw it back one more time. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And we'll be right back. WNBA, hey, listen, these girls are we have the, first let me announce, we have the Connecticut Sun and the Chicago Sky versus the Seattle Storm, and that's the East, Connecticut Sun, Chicago Sky, the East. The West is Seattle Storm, Las Vegas Aces.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Chase? Am I right, Hose?
That's correct. That's correct.
And in each division, each team has won one game. Each division, each team has won one game. And man, I'm just here to say again, if you love basketball, truly love basketball, watch these young ladies play. Give these young ladies a moment of your time. I mean,
because a couple of them are retiring too. A couple of them are retiring from some of these teams, and they're playing. Even the ones that are retiring, they are playing at such a high level that it's amazing. Uh-huh. Those games last night were amazing. In the gym, it was standing room only in there.
And you know what? I'm proud to see that. I'm proud to see that people are taking a serious interest in the sport, the activity itself. Because you guys know, the more people that show attention and want to be within the atmosphere, well, that's the more that these young ladies are going to make. And we'll avoid a Brittany Griner situation where she has to go overseas to make good money at her job. You know, every time I think about that, it bothers me. It bothers the hell out of me that this young lady has been caught up in a situation just trying to make money, just trying to be paid as an athlete, you know? And we didn't bring this fact up, but Dennis Rodman and hey, listen, my co-host hit me to something because I thought Rodman was only friends with Kim Jong-un or Kim, however you say this, the man.
Yeah, that's
Kim Jong-un. I thought he and Rodman were only friends. But my co-host said, no, Kel. Them families be going out. Putin, Rodman, and Kim Jong-un. You know what I mean? So, you know, we haven't heard any information as of yet. Well, I haven't heard any information as of yet. Go ahead.
Dennis Rodman had to get permission to go over there just for that reason. Because, you can't just go to Russia. You know what I mean? Mm. So, like Australia. Going to Australia, like you can't just go to Australia. You have to get permission. Like your passport is not enough. You have to get permission to go to there. It's like it's almost like a work visa or a travel visa. It's like that. You have to go for that purpose. So he has to get permission to go over there to speak, even though they're friends and, they hang out when he's there. They talk, all that kind of stuff. You know, he still had to get permission. Like, he still got to get permission. And when they already told him, he got the permission. So now he's just waiting to go over there.
Do you think that's a bad thing? You know, when countries have policies? Yeah, because I'm thinking about the United States. And, la-di-da-di, anybody can come over here and whether they're good intentions or bad intentions, the United States is wide open. So,
I'm not to cut you off. Okay, so in that same ramifications, right? People flee their countries, right, to come here. You know why?
Yeah.
Because we are deregulated. Like any and everything goes. Men and women on women, men on men. It's just chaos over here. And in Uganda, yesterday they signed a bill, right? He signed a bill, and he said, it's no homosexuality over here. If you are found to be committing homosexuality, you know what their penalty is? Life in prison. Life in prison. They're going to lock you up for the rest of your life. Okay?
Well, what
so that's how, and not only, y'all can Google this. This happened yesterday. Y'all can Google this. He also said that what is wrong with you? If you, all these beautiful women, all these beautiful women out here, you want a man? You're sick. You're sick. That's what he said. That's not even what he said.
Yeah, but the imitation of his voice is funny. Your imitation of his voice is funny. It's funny. I mean, it's not a laughing matter. It's a serious situation,
no.
Y'all. But Preach voice is like, you know, yeah.
I be trying my best.
Wow. I can't. I didn't know that. I did not know that. And, you know, we are.
We allow too much crazy stuff, bro. We allow too much crazy stuff over here. I'm gonna say this because I'm a woman. The main reason women, I'm talking about the main reason, not the only reason. I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. Not the only reason. One of the main reasons women was put on this earth was to reproduce. Period.
Yeah.
Right. So how can you reproduce, right, if it's two women?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do the in vitro and all that, you know, spend thousands of dollars. What if you ain't got that?
Right.
So how two men naturally going to have a baby?
Mm.
It's, man, come on. I'm going to leave that alone because I know I already went overboard.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring it all the way back. Let's bring it back. I digress, and I apologize to all my fans. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about
just going off the rails. I meant everything I said.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying about going off the rails.
All right. Let's see what Lou, get us back, man. WNBA, are you paying attention? Are you watching what's happening?
Yes.
Well, you're forgetting something else as well.
What's that?
What is?
Because something does start happening tonight, which I think you avoided to mention.
What?
Okay.
The college football season.
Oh, yeah.
True.
You're right.
But Lou, I'm going to tell you, I'm more of a Saturday football watcher, so you guys.
I get it.
Forgive me for that. But
well, don't forget. It is the opening week, and that's what they do with the opening week. They had the multiple games on Thursday and Friday. You know, that's how it's been done for the past decade and a half or whatever. So, but hey, it's football. It's college football. It's real. It's here. It's now. Thank God.
Come on, Lou, with it. Come on, Lou. Tell them how it is.
As for WNBA, I defined WNBA, and it's come a long way since it started back in the midnight.
Yeah.
You know, they gain more respect now and whatnot. Of course, I do miss the old players like Lisa Leslie, Rebecca Lobo, and them. You know, they were the ones that started this whole thing. Freedom
Lobo
saying they were old because they're not old. You know,
Lobo was commentating last night. She was commentating last night. Lobo.
Favorite player.
Yeah. She was a great player. She was commentating last night.
And she gave one of the most memorable shots in WNBA history.
Yes, she did.
Probably the most. And when that happened, I almost dropped dead.
Now, Lisa Leslie had the best shot for me. Lisa Leslie, when she did that dunk like that little over, like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when she started doing that.
Yeah.
That, what is it called? The
Skyhook.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Skyhook.
The Skyhook.
Yeah.
Skyhook.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. By the way, Kel, you could have went with something else, too. You know, instead
what's
of the camera, you could have went with something else. You could have been fully queen because you're this fully queen. Oh, boy. Okay. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
You'll be here all week. Well, hey.
You'll be there all week.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Hey, for my man Lou, I got zestfully clean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, hey.
By your side, I'm going to pull myself.
Who do you think is going to walk away with this thing as a whole? I mean, I got my money on Chicago Sky out the east and Seattle Storm out the west. But I have the Storm taking it all. I have the Storm taking it all. So who is it that you're
saying? Well, I'll give you a half, friend. I'll give you a half.
Yeah, because I got the Aces taking it all the way to the dome.
Okay.
I'll say Storm in the West. Kind of think they're circling up right now. And the Sun in the east. But as much as I am a Sun fan, I think the Storm are going to take it. Yeah,
okay. So, Treach, who you have moving on? If Las Vegas is taking it all in the West, who do you have moving on in the East?
No, what I'm saying is I don't really care because I'm just saying they're going to win it all.
Vegas.
But I got Chicago.
Understood.
Coming out.
But, okay.
Chicago.
I'm about to say they got to play somebody, Treach.
Yeah, Chicago.
The East not just going to quit.
No,
that's
they not.
What's up. That's,
they ain't laying down. You ain't lying. My bad.
Yeah. Vegas. I don't know. It's just something about Vegas team. They're more disappointing than exciting at times. You know?
How so?
And because it's Vegas. And you're thinking in the back of your mind, well, they got other things going on. They're not really concerned with this. Even though I know that they do and that they are, as a team, concerned with it, it's just something, I don't know. It's a young city as far as its involvement with the sports world. So I tend to think, you know, that they haven't paid enough dues yet, if that makes sense to you guys. You know, they haven't they haven't put enough time in because I remember the Vegas Knights played the Caps, and Vegas had a pretty good darn team. They had a pretty good darn team, but they just was missing something. And the Caps went on to win. We all know the history of it. But it's just like when it comes to Vegas, all Vegas teams, for some reason, I'll tell you the only one that doesn't put me on that type of mindset is the Raiders. You know, the Las Vegas Raiders. Because, they've been winners and I myself don't really think they're too far from being winners again. So, you know. All right, let's take another call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
What about the Golden Knights?
Again, with the Knights, it's more of a thing about they're putting their time in. They're showing their worth or their value as a team. So if they were to win now, everybody would say, okay, they deserve that. They put their time in. No one can deny them now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Right.
But when they were still a young – I mean, because remember, the Knights found themselves playing against the Caps, and – their team was just put together for them that season. So it was like...
You mean the Mystics? Are we talking about the Mystics or the Caps? What are we talking?
The Caps. The Caps played the Las Vegas Knights.
Knights. Okay.
And,
gotcha.
Yeah.
In the hockey.
During the Caps hockey run. Yeah, they played the Las Vegas Knights.
Right.
And remember, Las Vegas were just created. They had just come about.
They were,
and it was
but
like,
they had experienced players.
But I was going to say the same thing, Lou. It was like the older players and nobody won it. And then it was.
No.
And then it was.
I wouldn't say that.
Nobody had them.
Because the Caps cried when we had to let go of, I forgot who it was that went with Las Vegas that season. But it was somebody that the Caps counted on. And he went in that expansion. He went in that expansion draft. But anyway, we're getting off the topic. The point that I'm making is Vegas. It just feels like they're too young. Even though we know, I agree with you guys wholeheartedly, these were players from other teams. Not young players, veteran players from other teams. It still felt like they wasn't ready to be where they were, if that's understood. Come on, Darius, what you got in this one, Darius? You're talking about the WNBA.
How y'all doing?
Oh Lord.
Hey,
good
Darius.
Good evening.
What you say? Oh Lord, for mom, but. I don't really got nothing to say on this topic, but, you know, Candace Parker, she goated. I'm going to just say Candace Parker, she goated, man. She out there hooping.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
really
God.
Got
her. Yeah, she was hooping last night.
Oh, wow. Darius gives all the gold railing. Oh, my goodness.
Somebody
who deserves it. Yeah, she deserves it. He definitely deserves it.
I don't like her legs.
You cannot not goat somebody because of their leg, Tree.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You got Kenny Smith legs. You say like Kenny Smith.
You know what? Oh, you
come
mean
on,
not me.
On,
not me. This ain't like business. This seems like business.
Did you see the stats they put up? They said she the only person that put up 15 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 blocks.
Yeah.
The rest, she got 3 of those, and the rest of the NBA got 0.
Yeah.
So when I think WNBA right now, I just think of her. I ain't going to lie to you. She's just the first person to come to my head.
Oh, yeah, she's a GOAT now.
That's understood.
She's definitely a GOAT.
Yeah, that's
understood. And she's an analyst. And she got the analyst under her belt.
And she's playing for her home team, so I hope she bring it home for them.
Yep, that's true.
That's true,
Darius.
All right,
this will be her third one, won't it? Won't it be her third one? She got 2 already.
I believe so.
Yeah, this will be her third title.
Let's see what my man 007. What's up, 007, Mr. Ronnie? How are you today, sir?
What are you doing, everybody?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm picking
WNBA, Ronnie.
I'm picking the Seattle Storms. I mean, I like the analogy you made with the Capitals and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I'm not going to go far with that.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about hockey. We're talking about WNBA. But I'm picking
Thank
the Storms.
You, go,
you know what I'm saying? They beat, you know what I'm saying, our Mystics. So, you know what I'm saying, I have to pick the Storms. I don't trust Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, now – every team in the every coach don't get a title in their first season, and I'm not going to trust that one either this year. So I'm going to go ahead and go with the Storms with this.
Okay.
You going with Storm because of Sue Bird? Because she looked like she was done last night. She looked like she was
for one,
all the way
out
of game.
Yeah.
I have to go with the Storm. The Storm has stole home court from them. From Las Vegas. That's why I have to go with them.
They got it back by winning on their home.
Yeah, they got it back.
Yeah, both of the games split 1-1, and both teams, you know, so everybody playing the ones that stole their home, they play at their house now. You know, game three, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. But that's how it's set up anyway, bro.
Yeah. So anybody, whoever has home games, that's who I'm picking. And that's the Storm in the Sky in the finals.
Okay.
The
okay.
Aces,
so you're going.
Okay. So the Aces was playing at home yesterday. Was a home game for them.
Yeah.
So you must be going Aces in Chicago.
The Aces was number one seed, right? Wasn't the Vegas Aces number one seed?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they
Vegas.
got their home stolen from them from the Storm, and Chicago Sky obviously stole home from the Sun. So I'm picking,
the
Sun.
Okay.
Dollar question.
Come on,
you're picking the seeds.
Did y'all know that for college, for the WNBA, they got to play all 4 years in college before they turn pro?
Yeah.
Did anybody know that?
I didn't know that.
I was aware of
that.
I didn't know
that.
I just found that out.
That is terrible.
Let me say why it's not. Think about this. Every man has not had the ability to do that. Yeah, you had your Kobe Bryant, your LeBron James, Jermaine O'Neal, Kevin Garnett. You have had a few guys that have done that. Is there anybody on a WNBA roster that we think body was built and ready for the rigmarole of WNBA basketball? Because remember, they're still the best of the best. You know, they're still professional athletes. Think the fact that they have to go ahead.
Okay. So I understand what you're saying about their physical body or whatever. That don't matter. That does not matter. When Ingram came in for the New Orleans, the guy Ingram, he was so small. I was afraid for him to be in the league with all the rest of these players. When Kevin Durant came into the league, why you think they called him Stick Man?
Yeah.
No, bruh, that has nothing to do with it.
And that's them going to college, too. That's them going to college. Not even LeBron.
Kevin Durant went to college.
You missed my point. I'm just saying. His body, even him going to college, his body, he still looked like he wasn't ready to come to the NBA.
Well, looks, and your physical.
And he was still one and done.
There's a such thing as wiry strength. There's a such thing as wiry strength, and you don't have to be big to be strong enough or to have the body to play in the pros. You know what I mean?
I do. And Carol, let me piggyback on that. But we want them to be skilled and physical and all that kind of stuff, but they're going against other females. So how big is the other female? We ain't got no Amazon women out here. We ain't got no big tractor trailer truck females coming through here. But we got some big tall ones. But we got a whole bunch of tall ones. You know what I'm saying?
I think it could have been a couple that could have went one and done in college, honestly. And you can't make the statement you just made and not refer it to females also. That's just being sexist.
Nobody, exactly. Nobody is allowed to be one and done anymore. Nobody is.
Yeah, that's anymore.
The
they had the opportunity, though.
Yeah.
They had the opportunity.
It's
but why are we? Why are we arguing
for the NBA?
Why are we arguing a mute point? Well, why are we discussing a mute point? Because nobody is able to come straight from high school. No one is able to come straight from high school into the pros. No one. And if we're going to go on that subject, look at football. They will not, they don't care how big you are, how much of a physical specimen you are, you're not going to play professional ball until you have some age and some wear and tear on your body to see that you can maintain and keep up in that league. And that's all they're doing for the women. And some people might look at it as a sexist thing, but it's not a sexist thing. It's really not. It's to protect them, to make sure that inside out, they're ready for what it takes to be a WNBA player. That's all.
I just found out that, you know, yesterday. I was just asking y'all, did y'all know that? That's all. But I understand your point of view.
Yeah, me too.
Hold on, let's take on Brother Tang. What it do, Tang? What it do?
Hey, Tang. Take yourself off mute. I can hear you talking, but we can't hear you.
Thanks. Hey, Kill's calling the family. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, big bro?
Hey.
What's up, Mr. Let me say one thing.
Y'all, if you having some type of car trouble, you need a good mechanic, somebody that you can trust and rely on, Tang is that dude, man. And my son, before he passed, constantly told me about Tang and how Tang worked things out for him and do things for him.
Right.
We got you, Lou. And all of that. And we're coming up on 6 years now. My son has been deceased, and my ex-wife saved his car because she wants to give it to his son. Long story short, she needed a mechanic to get it, and I wasn't on the phone with Tank for 3 minutes, and bruh put that thing in motion like it wasn't nothing. So kudos to my man. I appreciate you. I thank you,
oh,
bruh.
Great,
you know
bro.
Me, man. I believe in giving them flowers while we can still smell them. So you take a deep breath, bro, because I ain't got
we
no
don't like
flowers,
bro. We don't like flowers. We like candy. We like ginger ale.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to bruh. Good look,
what's up, 007 and Lou? I heard him on here. Yeah, she trying to help you out. She crazy.
Okay,
right?
Okay, well, I'm gonna give you your ginger ale. How about that, Dad?
My man.
I'm gonna give you your ginger ale, man. I appreciate that, man. I really truly appreciate that. It was a huge help. But go ahead. WNBA. I'm sorry. Go, my man.
Hey, I know I came in, right, when I pulled up, man. I was just hearing the last tail end of it. I heard y'all talking about it. What was y'all really saying about the WNBA? I mean, what was the discussion?
Well, we were talking about in the East, the Connecticut Sun and Chicago Sky are tied 1-1. And in the West, the Seattle Storm and the Las Vegas Aces are tied 1-1.
Yeah, they are. That was a good game. See, that Las Vegas game was good. I actually watched that whole joint last night. That was a good game.
Okay. So judging by what you witnessed, I mean, who you think? Tree said Las Vegas. I said Seattle, and
Ronnie said Seattle.
Ronnie. Did Lou say Seattle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who did Lou
say? No, he said the storm.
Okay. Yeah, Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think will be the trophy holder at the end of it all?
Well, I'm going to be honest. It wouldn't be really fair for me to judge that right now because I just, like I said, I really just watched that game. I just watched that game last night. That's why I said I looked at the whole genre. Them girls was out there balling. Like, I really just watched it. And what I can see is, like you said about that team, the Liberty that Vegas was playing last night.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were playing.
Who was Vegas playing last night?
Storm.
Seattle.
Yeah.
If one girl, I can't forget it. Was it Bird that was
Gray?
That wasn't on last night? One of them wasn't. Gray played for Vegas. Yeah, I called her my cousin, Mr. Brick. Y'all already know that I claimed her.
You're both to.
Exactly. The girl from Seattle, it was two birds. The girl Stewart for Seattle. That girl can shoot. Now, if that girl Bird would have been hitting, I think that they would have won that game. I think the Vegas game gonna be tough. But if Vegas do win between them, that's who I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Vegas.
Okay.
Because my cousin.
Okay.
My cousin over there.
Hey man, I think your cousin gonna go home heartbroken, bro. You gonna go home in her feelings, bro.
But that's why I said what I said. Because I know if that girl Sue Bird was on, I think they might not have won that game last night.
Okay.
She didn't hit her first shot to the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Mm.
No.
I mean, she might hit some free throws, but I mean
right.
her first on the basket shot. That was her first shot in the fourth quarter, and I know.
That's true.
And I hear her name so much, I know that just wasn't a good game for her.
Right, exactly.
It's like she just looked like she was drained. Like all of the air was, she just was tired. I guess that's why she retiring, because, you know. And then she didn't have her girl, Diana Taurasi, with her, because Diana Taurasi, she retired the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
She went out.
Yeah.
So that was a road dog.
Yeah, they did talk about that.
But you know what? A fact that's never really discussed seriously, the energy and the athleticism that these athletes have to put in a win, you know? It's draining. It's taxing. And I'm just, you know, I'm thinking now, does she have, because even if they win this round, she got to do the same thing all over again. She has to do the same thing all over again. And if she's looking drained and taxed now, what is it going to be when it comes time to start this process? If they win,
She's going to be done. But it goes by what you said earlier, Brother Kale. It's the ones who can endure the wear and tear throughout the season. That's what they play for, right? They play for the championship.
Right.
If they miss the next round, they go. That's what they're on the court for.
Yeah.
Did anybody catch the Chicago game between the Chicago and the Connecticut Sun?
I saw a little bit because the tall girl played for. Okay. What's her name?
So,
played for Chicago. Yeah, I did see a little bit of that.
So the Connecticut, I can't think of her name like right off the top of my head, but she got teched up in the game. Remember the time we was watching and I said, oh, she went off. She went off. Because
she was
went
saying
up,
it was the and one.
And
she was saying it was the and
yeah,
one.
Yeah, she was like, and one, right, and one. But then the man didn't call the shot. So when she turned, when she started running back up the court, you know, to get on defense, she said, and one. And then the man act like he ain't here. She said, call the fuck, and one. I said, oh,
I'm gonna say this. That is nothing that the men don't do. I remember Kobe Bryant. I remember Michael Jordan. I remember numerous NBA players. Shaquille O'Neal. Remember I shared that clip with you guys. Rasheed Wallace was kicked out of the game
because
he just staring at the referee.
Yeah.
I'm serious? And you're going to let us hear you on recording say he was looking at me. He tried to intimidate me. Well, it seems to me he ain't trying to intimidate you. He has actually intimidated you, bro. And listen, we gotta know, y'all. We all gotta know. When these athletes are playing, they're in another mindset, okay?
Yeah.
They're not where we are, you know, as fans watching. They're in the mindset of, I'm doing whatever it takes to win this. This is mine. And as soon as you get a referee changing the outcome of a game, first your mind goes to, what's his name, Billy Donovan? You know, the referee that was cheating, your mind goes there first. Mm-hmm. Then you go to, you know, why is this Bama not calling the fouls the same way?
Yeah.
Why is he seeing this against us but not against the other team? And that stuff, it's hard, very hard, to keep your composure doing that, with that. And listen, that's whether you're a player or a coach, okay? Because back in my coaching days, when we played certain teams, there were referees that were blatantly for the other team. And I would tell my boys, that's life. People are not going to always be on your side. Sometimes you're going to have to fight harder than the next team to earn the call, earn the respect. But it was a situation where this one game we played and kids were getting hurt. And now, as a coach, I'm not going to sit back and watch my kids get hurt and cheated
at the same time.
I'm not going to do that.
Not worth it.
So, hey, the ref told me, you say one more thing to me, you have to leave this game. I said, well, you haven't already said too damn much to me. You have already said too much to me. Seriously, you're not going to cheat my boys and then one of them get hurt. I am a representative.
Oh, was that Juwan Howard? Juwan Howard situation? Was that it?
Juwan Howard?
What?
Sit down, Ronnie.
No, that's the one I took up for the kid. On that fight with the ref at the end.
He's talking about a personal experience he went through, Ronnie.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about Juwan Howard in his situation. Yeah, I get it. Where you are.
But
I didn't put my hands on anybody. Nobody put their hands on me or the child. There was just a very strong adult conversation between the referee and myself. What my kids couldn't say, I said it all, is what I'm saying.
I know that's
this
right.
Is all I'm saying. So, but,
that's right.
But, you know, it's just not cool. Back to the topic, y'all. again, I say Seattle Storm. Tree says Vegas. Tang says Vegas. Lou says Seattle. Darius said he can't really call it yet, and I can understand that. We all know Darius wait for the team that wins, then he picks the winner. but yeah, nonetheless, who?
Who you say?
Who did who? Me? Storm, I gotta go with the team that beat our team. I gotta go with the team that beat our team. You know, they showed me that they're hungry. So, you know, I gotta go with the team that beat our team. But it ain't. Hey, listen. Reluctantly, I'm going with them. I'm going with them.
Hello.
Now let's see if we can get Judy to talk today. I mean Doobie from the Beltway. Doobie, you on
hey,
with us?
Doobie. Unmute yourself.
Okay. Unmute your phone. 2690. Unmute your phone. Okay, listener. Welcome in. Welcome to the corner.
Right.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we will go quickly into the MLB because I really, really want to take some time on this football thing. All right? All right. Here we go. Hey, throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Y'all remember this? And give her a hug.
Boss,
I used to love that joint. Tiki so bad. Oh, man. Me, bye.
Okay.
MLB. Now, guys, what I'm going to do is read off each team and their division and their record and the distance between the two. Okay? And AL East, we know the Yankees are in first place. With a 79 win record, 51 loss, Boston is in fifth place with 62 wins and 68 losses. They're 17 games behind. The AL Central, we have Cleveland at 68 wins, 59 losses, Detroit, 50 wins, 79 losses, and they're 19 games behind. We have AL West, you have Houston at 84 and 47, Oakland at 49 and 81, and Oakland is 34 and a half behind. The NL West, the LA Dodgers are 90 wins, 38 losses, Colorado 56 wins, 74 losses, 35 games behind. NL Central, St. Louis, 75 wins, 55 losses. Pittsburgh, 49 wins, 81 losses, 26 games behind. And the worst of all, the New York Mets, 82 wins, 48 losses. Our Washington Nationals, 43 wins, 86 losses. 38
yeah, I got 44
and a half.
No, we got 44.
Yeah, I just told
okay.
You got 44 wins.
Okay, 44 wins, 37 and a half games behind. We're 37 and a half games
and
behind.
St. Louis has 76. St. Louis has 76.
Okay, okay. Well, I mean, we're still 26.
Yeah, you can
well,
talk about
27. We'll say 27 games behind Pittsburgh is. But my thing is, I'm looking at this, and it's like
ouch.
I never, ever expected not just the Nationals. I didn't expect Boston to be at fifth place. I didn't expect the Detroit Tigers to be in fifth place. Oakland A's, fifth place. Pittsburgh, Colorado. It amazes me where each team is, you know, in the ranks, because it's like I can't remember a MLB playoff where Boston wasn't in the wild card, where the Oakland A's weren't in the wild card. The Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees, even St. Louis, Houston – we kind of they're kind of where we expect them to be. They're good teams. They are good teams, but it just seems it's crazy to me. Boston is fifth. I mean, the Red Sox, really? Big Poppy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and how did these guys end up here? You know, what I know with
hey,
the Nets,
can I
it was I know with the Nats, with the Nats, it was terrible pitching and the free-for-all sale of everybody, trades of everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the situation with the Washington baseball team, so I'm familiar with that. But everyone else, Pittsburgh, 49 wins, Colorado, 56. Oakland, 49. Detroit, 50. Boston, 62. These are teams that we expect to do more. What do you guys think happened this season, really?
They don't have
Come
five
on,
pitchers.
I got, well, for the baseball is like evenly matched out now. It's like every team got some good players, like household name players. Every team got that.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So it's making it much harder for everybody, you know what I mean, to dominate.
Okay.
Like even with the Yankees, the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Orioles, and the Red Sox, right? Between they're only 16 games back. You know what I mean? They're not – it's not ridiculous like – some of these teams got, I mean, some of these leagues got, what they got? Some of these divisions got 35 games
Watch.
Back, the last team.
Watch
35
this.
Games
Watch
back, 36
this.
Games back.
Yeah. The NLE.
You know what I mean?
Watch
like that's exactly. But see, y'all got
hey, to
I'm going to give y'all an excuse because y'all had a free-for-all fault. Like you said, it was like a free-for-all. Everybody was, you know, it was chaos. So I'm not
going to
loop y'all in on that.
I'm on my way home today, Tree, and people going to the Nats game wearing their Nats gear. And I said to myself, I bet you this is how people feel when they see me rocking my Washington football team. So they'd be like, why in the heck is he wearing
that?
That
on?
You know?
Right.
Why he got that
they
on?
Die hard.
Hey, Tree, I don't need your help. All right, I don't need your help. I don't want to hear why he got that all from you. From you.
I mean, my bad, bro.
But she is so petty, y'all.
Put your gun away, bro. Put your gun away.
You be sucker punching, y'all. You throw them
no,
sucker punches every
now
and then. Okay, go ahead, sis. I'm sorry.
But for real, every team, all it's like all of the teams, they're evenly matched out. Like Madison Bumgarner, Scherzer,
right.
Just a whole DeGrom, all of them. They everybody is on different places. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Every team is
the
just
talent,
so good
the talent
now.
The talent
yeah.
is spread evenly spread it.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. That's why the Red Sox at the bottom. I'm telling you, that's
right.
why they're at the bottom because everybody above them got the same thing on their team.
Right, true that.
You know what I mean? Plus, plus one or two more, I mean, you know, better hitters or better something. Because the Dodgers is doing it for me. And I don't even like them,
mm-hmm.
but they're doing it for me. Like, they're giving me everything I want when I watch the game.
Right.
me everything I want. You know what I'm saying?
As far as
giving me
pitching,
some of that
hitting.
As far as pitching,
hitting,
as far as
defense,
that catcher,
okay.
catching off the chain,
oh.
catching everything
oh.
back there. Shortstop,
okay.
he ain't letting
okay.
nothing get through. First base ain't playing with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pitching
yeah.
staff off the chain. I mean, they just like a well-oiled machine over there.
Hmm.
And
well,
I can't argue with it all at the same time.
Right. That's sports for you, though. That
yeah.
is sports for you, man. You will be like, man, I can't stand them, but I love what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying. You know?
Exactly.
So,
can't turn the TV.
Right.
That's how it be. Especially with baseball,
come on,
because anything can happen.
True. Come on, 007. Come on, 007.
Yeah.
Come on,
007. Yeah, well, I was about to say, if you don't have starting pitchers that could go deep in this, like in seven innings, you know what I'm saying, help the team win, the bullpen can't blow games. You know, when you do that, you put your team in difficult situations when you do that. And like you said, if the coaches ain't getting the pitchers right and the bank, you know, if the organization ain't right, that's what happens. You end up in the basement going fishing. You ain't going to the playoffs. No championship.
Right.
Yeah. You ain't
that's
never
the truth,
lied,
though.
Bro.
Yeah, that definitely is the truth, though.
That's straight fact.
And you know, but hey, I'm looking at it like this: we hopefully will wind up with a team that hasn't been a champion in a while. Hopefully, we'll have an opportunity to see two teams that haven't been a champion in a while go at it. Battle each other, you know. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, I was gonna say one more thing. I love our prospects too. They playing great ball since we got them. So look for us being somewhere
Ooh.
In the playoffs next year.
Ronnie,
the dude
Ronnie.
Number 45. Yeah.
Hey, Mr.
Ronnie. Ronnie, we're talking this year, bro.
Nah,
bro.
I mean,
you got to come to 2022, bro.
Okay.
I love my Nationals. I love them, and I'm not saying that the prospects aren't playing good enough to watch, but. But that's where it stops.
Coming back this week.
No, it's
yeah,
nothing wrong
yeah.
being optimistic, is it? It's nothing
it's
wrong being optimistic.
It's out of range, bruh. It is out
yeah,
of range.
Way out.
Cut it out.
Way
stop.
Out. Wait. We get
can I ask you a question, Lady P? Is the Giants
yes,
going
sir.
To the playoffs? Do you think they're going to the playoffs
next
year?
Is it who you
man?
Think?
The Giants.
Is my Giants?
Listen.
That would be a no. That's why I'm not talking about them.
You know, thank you. She didn't bring up nothing giant because we could have 200 games left to be played, and our teams have shown that they're not worthy. So what are we talking about? We're not going to talk about somebody that ain't worthy. No.
Oh,
no.
No. We are a team, though. Look, we are a team, though,
man.
We are a team.
Exactly what you said.
Okay, that's cool.
But,
no, I'm just saying we barely 500.
Okay, that's cool. That is cool. You know, maybe they'll come up with a trophy for 500 before it all.
No, they. I hope not. I hope not.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope not. You got to do way better than above 500. No, sir.
You don't
want. Can I tell you a championship team?
Huh?
You tell your championship team, though? Championship team, St. Louis Cardinals. That's a championship team right there.
No, well, they at the top of their division.
Yeah.
On that note,
they only lost 55 games.
563-999-3782. Play ball. We'll be back.
Yes, sir.
I'm your pusher, man. I love Curtis.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Can I give out a shout out real quick?
Sure.
I got some people online right now, and she's having a birthday tomorrow. I don't know how long she's going to be online, so I want to tell her happy birthday. Keita, hey, y'all, it's going to be Keita's birthday tomorrow. Her birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Keita.
Keita.
And I also
Keita.
Happy birthday, Keita. Yeah.
And Keita's birthday is the second. Our grandson is the third. His name is Zayden. Happy birthday to Zayden. His birthday is September the 3rd, and my cousin September the 5th. So I just had to get that out the way because there's so many of them.
And
my cousin
forgive me.
Domino.
You got to forgive me that I didn't give personal thank yous and welcome to everyone online. It's funny Treats would say that because I thought about it after the fact. So you guys online, happy birthday. If your birthday is coming. We wish you more and more and more and more, and I hope every gift that you receive, no matter the size, is one that you really enjoy, you know, matter the size. NBA, you know.
Thank you for that.
The Warriors, no problem. And thank you guys for coming on online. We really appreciate you guys. And put Treats to work. Put Treats to work. That's get involved with this conversation. Warriors, Golden State Warriors to sign former lottery pick Jerome Robinson. Trang and 007, I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with Jerome Robinson. He played for the Wizards last season. Nice guy. Forward, I believe he was. And he signed with Golden State. My only question is, why is Golden State always picking up our guys? You know, Kelly Oubre went to Golden State first. Last season, Golden State had Gary Payton Jr. And who else from the Wizards was on that team, y'all?
Otto Porter.
Who'd you say?
It was Otto Porter. Yeah, Otto Porter.
Yeah. So, I mean, hey, good luck to Jerome Robinson. Y'all know my team. Good luck against every team except for mine, ours. So, and some depressing, kind of sad NBA news. John Wall says he's contemplated suicide in recent years. And to me, that goes to say money isn't everything, y'all. Money isn't everything, man. You know, being able to come around your loved ones, show that love, appreciation, and let's remember, John Wall has had to deal with death tremendously in the last few years. I mean, he lost his mom, his grandma, and he lost a childhood friend. So, you know, I'm not giving any excuses at all, because I believe everyone contemplating suicide is that I love you and I want you here away from not committing it. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's why
Brother,
we
can I say something right quick off that?
Hold on, man.
Today's
hold
his
on,
birthday,
man.
Too. Today's his birthday. John Wall.
John Wall?
Happy oh, yeah.
Today's John his birthday. Wall. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And,
that's why we always say, that's why we always say, Treece, especially, we love you guys, you know? And I always say, if you love them, they should know it. They should know it. You never know. One will never really truly know how powerful their words are to individuals going through something.
Yeah.
Every smile is not a smile of confidence. Every smile is not a smile of I'm okay. You know, some smiles are smiles of just get away from me. Just get out of my face. So, you know, I hope John Wall has passed this, you know, situation, and the young man realizes that though he's in a terrible feeling, his life is good, you know. I hope he realizes that, you know. Go ahead, Ronnie. Go ahead with the comments.
No, I was going to say that I remember one Thanksgiving, you know, he came over Southeast, you know what I'm saying, that Thanksgiving dinner before he got traded to the Rockets. You know, 2 weeks later, he was gone. And now, you know what I'm saying, like,
Wow.
John Wall has always, he has always been one about the people and for the people. I can recall Halloween when kids would go trick-or-treating and John, they would open the door and John Wall is there giving out tennis shoes and tickets to the game to the adults and all of these things. So the young man has always had the heart of a caring person, you know. So to hear that he has contemplated suicide, that's wow, you know. That's wow to me. And for the next topic, I got to bring in Darius on this one.
Oh, Lord. What happened?
ESPN, an ESPN survey, Giannis Antetokounmpo was voted the best player in the NBA over Luka Doncic and Steph Curry. Do you guys agree with that?
No.
Yeah, I do.
I do, too. I told you, Cam.
No, Curry.
That's all. That's a hard one to me. And I feel as though Curry didn't get it. And Lady T and I discussed this in our pre-production. Because Curry won the MVP, you know, and they're like, okay, dude, you don't won the MVP, you know. let somebody else get some love from the NBA. Even though it's only ESPN, I just feel like they said, nah, we're going to go ahead and let Antetokounmpo take this one. But tell me why you guys agree with it.
I mean, who you got to explain to me who better really?
Who better than Giannis right now?
Yeah, that's what they saying, right?
He's
the NBA, right?
Right.
Voted best player in the NBA. That is what they're saying.
Well, the champion, Stephon Curry. Until they dethroned Stephon Curry, he's the best. And I got them. I say that because, you know, if you know, I got them going back to back for one because he's big shot. He hit them big shots all the way outside. I mean, he averages 32 points a game or whatever.
Giannis.
Hold on. Let me see. He gave me points like water, especially in the fourth quarter.
I don't know about that, 007. Back to back. They might
that's
be in there. But that West going to be wicked this year, bro. It's going to be terrible. And I'm not going to say that they're not going to be up in there, but I don't think they're going to win back-to-back.
They did back-to-back
a couple of years ago.
Long, if Klay Thompson just stay healthy and play all them 82 games, and if he in that playoff picture, that I got to put my money on that. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, it reminds me when Jordan and Pippen was playing back in the time. I went against them. And every time
I
went against them, they deliver. So this is what I'm seeing right now. I can't go against the grain.
You just made a statement that you said that Curry is the best player in the league. And then you said if Klay is healthy, where you going? Let's stay on topic for one.
No, what I'm saying is, as long as Klay, no, what I'm saying is, you know, with the team, you know what I'm saying, he scores points anyway.
Not talking team. That's what I'm trying to get you. Let's stay on topic. We're not talking
Well, Solo,
team.
He gets –
No team is –
Okay, Solo, all right. Solo, he get 30 points by himself on a bad day. How about that?
Is he beating Giannis one-on-one?
I don't think that's fair.
Which one of these guys is stopping Giannis one-on-one?
I think as players, each one of them has different attributes. So
You're right.
In a one-on-one battle.
Can smother every single one of their attributes. That's my point.
That's why I say
Giannis is number one.
And Curry... We've seen Curry reset and shoot off one leg, and it's nothing but net. We've seen that.
Right.
Giannis is not going. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to completely shut Curry down. But I do give the advantage to Giannis's height and his leaping ability. I do give advantage to that. But we know Curry, a ball fake here, a ball fake there. And he done moved to the left or the right to make his shot. And Giannis looking silly out there. So, I mean, I think both of them will win in their own right against each other playing one-on-one. I think they both have attributes that will help their effort.
Okay, so if you would get an edge to Giannis, that proves my point. We good. He won, man.
No. Listen, you said one-on-one. I'm talking about all-around good player. I give him the edge one-on-one, yes. But you talking about as a team player, I mean, those guys can't count on Giannis to Giannis is dependable from 18 in. Curry is dependable from across the, as soon as he step across the line, mid-court, in. He's dependable from the half-court line into the basket. He's dependable.
Okay, let me ask you this question. What is the highest field goal percentage? Like, where is the high, like, if you take this shot, it got the highest percent of going in. Where do you shoot the ball at?
Duncan.
Who is that?
Duncan, right?
You mean NBA,
Duncan laying the
NBA
ball
players,
up.
Period? NBA players, period, right? You saying which shot is made with the highest percentage, dunk or jumpers, right? That's what you're asking.
I'm asking you, is dunking and laying the ball up is the highest percentage in, like, field goal percentage that you could take that goes in, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I'm asking. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes. But when you break it down individually, Curry's shooting percentage is higher than anyone's. It's higher than anyone. And you can't argue that. His shooting percentage is at a higher rate than anyone.
Are you talking about from the field?
Yeah. Why? It went nowhere else counts.
No, he don't.
Wow.
You got big man shooting 62% from the field.
Because
all he's doing is dunking the ball, catching lobs.
Yeah, but a dunk is cool and everything, but it's not considered as a shot is, as a actual
it
jumper.
Is. It goes as a field goal. It goes one for one if you dunk the ball. Is one for one. That is counted.
Okay.
You can't take that away from basketball.
No, you cannot. But what I'm telling you, there was a time in basketball where the dunk wasn't even counted. It wasn't counted as a shot. It was all jumpers and layups. It wasn't dunks that were counted. Fortunately, now they're counted and they are actually held as stats. But it was a time where dunks weren't even counted. It was all jumping.
The bucket was counted, but they didn't really care about a dunk.
Yeah.
But what time are we talking about? We in this time, right? We in the now. If we in the now,
mm-hmm.
and we want to stay in the now, let's talk about what's going on now. I don't care what they was going back then. We talked about the number one player now, Giannis.
But you stated it yourself. When they dunk. That's 2 points when they dunk. Curry is knocking down 3-pointers. So right there, he's making more. He's making more than that 2-point dunk.
Curry stats from the field, just the field, is 43.7. Giannis is just from the field, you know, just shootout, is 55.3. Better,
mm-hmm.
Giannis. But the 3-point shooting. The 3-point shooting is 29.3 Giannis and 38% for Steph Curry.
Which is ridiculous.
And I'm gonna tell you why it's like that. Because
Giannis shouldn't even be shooting three. He shouldn't even
be
shooting three.
Exactly. So the ones he is shooting, they're going in.
No.
At
a
higher rate.
Let me finish, please. You said out of the 3-point shots that he's taken, they're going in. And I said, no, only a percentage of them are going in. That's what I see. That's the same thing.
That's the same thing, bro.
Because
if you if you break it down, okay, bro.
Three. It's not the same thing, man.
Oh my God!
You
I can't win for losing, bro.
He's throwing up.
It is
you
the same thing. It is. It is.
Hey! Somebody, please let her know.
It's not the same thing.
If
most of them was going in, he'd be hitting 50%.
Exactly.
He's hitting 29%.
That's all I'm saying.
He's hitting 39%.
Okay,
Steph Curry
with 30, even
39%. Hold on. Steph Curry shooting 38%. That ain't much more. You see what I'm saying? The baskets that he's shooting the same, like almost the same amount as this man shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 39. So he's got
from the 3 point,
at a higher percentage, is what I just said. He's at a higher percentage. His baskets are at a higher percentage than Stephen Curry's. That's what
because
I just said.
It don't matter because.
I'm just telling you what it is.
It does matter. That matters.
Oh my God. When you write the stats down right here, it don't say because it was da 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 da.
No,
it don't say none of that.
The stats say exactly what it's saying. What the stats say is he's making this percentage from this point. Curry is making this percentage from this point. That's what the stats are saying. Plus, when you go into the three-pointers, we're all aware that Giannis is making more inside the three-point line. That's his area. That's his domain. But outside of the three, Curry is making more than Giannis. That's all we're saying. And you're saying he makes a percentage. Okay, that's good for a big man, but he's not making near the percentage that Curry is making. That's all everyone is saying. He's not making the same percentage.
That's not what I'm saying. You're saying everyone. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm just reading what his stats say. That's it. That's all I did was read what they wrote down for his name. His name say he did more than Stephen Curry. That's it. That's all I said.
Who's yelling?
Me. Because you're yelling. I'm matching your energy. You yelling
okay.
me too.
We're going to take a deep breath. We're going to take a minute.
You.
And be right always. 5 6.
I'm glad
nine,
I took
nine,
my
nine.
Man.
You say what?
Shut up, 007. Crazy, sir. Somebody glad he took his meds.
And you know what? I was going to say you sounded real calm for real anyway. 563-999-3782. When we come back, y'all, we're going to talk a little football, man. We're going to wrap this up with some football, all right? All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back first.
Get in the back, level. That's always undercover. Had a talk to my daddy. Say, send your 18 up to you down on a
Hey, hey, walk this way.
This way.
The NFL, man, this signing thing is off the chain, man. Quarterback Case Keenan was traded to the Browns for a seventh-round draft pick. Wide receiver Stephon Diggs signed a four-year deal worth $96 million with $70 million in guarantees. Way to go, Stephon Diggs. Linebacker Von Miller. A linebacker Von Miller signed a six-year, $120 million contract with $51 million guaranteed at $17.5 million per year for the first 4 years. And I think that's good. That's good, you know. You look at these numbers and you think, wow, they're finally paying these guys what they're worth, you know. Finally, it's not a situation where guys are fighting and negotiating and just constantly at the table for their money, trying to get their money. Quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, who I like, signed a one-year, $6.5 million totally guaranteed, worth up to $10 million in incentives. I like Teddy Bridgewater.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Can somebody explain to me, though, how Teddy Bridgewater fell into this permanent backup role that he plays? I mean, I just can't. You think so?
Yeah. Can't stay healthy.
Yeah, right. That's true right there. But every time he on the field, he always delivered, though.
He's amazing.
He never failed you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just what you say. He's always injured. He just can't stay healthy. If he stay healthy,
something always happening to him.
Man, he gets you some W's. He gets you some W's. No.
Yeah. Hey, look. And he ain't out there eating them. Like David Swisher, that thing is still funny to me to this day. Everybody say, we're going to eat some W's. Come on in, Kirby. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, Kirby. Unmute yourself, Kirby.
Yeah.
He was just online.
Messing up already. Look at him, man.
Oh, you know what? Kale, he wasn't even going to get the baby from the bus stop, so he can't talk right now.
Okay. Just tell him to text you when he can, and we'll bring him back up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good to me to see these players, you know, finding homes, getting their money as they should. You know, again, every time I talk to Debo, he tells me that the Seahawks are tanking this year on purpose, so he doesn't care. But I'm like, Seattle's letting this quarterback go here and this quarterback go there. Why they're not making a move at any of these quarterbacks? You know, it's fun talking trash with your buddy when your team beat them and they're at least at almost equal strength. You know what I'm saying? When we played San Francisco, I want everybody. I want the whole team. Yeah, I want the whole team.
Hold on. Be careful what you ask for, sir, because even if one of our players is hurt, okay, our backup is like a first-round pick, sir. We don't play that.
In the quarterback position only. In the quarterback position only. Stop.
Listen, sir. Our motto and our job, okay? And our job is next man up. And they know that. If your name gets called, you better be playing like a starter. Ain't nobody playing with
you. I can't wait to Cam Curl run that 73-yard back for a touchdown.
I got my Fred Warner jersey on today.
Yeah,
don't play with me. Don't play with me.
I peeked at the online. I seen you.
My co-host called me for my birthday. Got my hat on.
Don't tell everybody that.
Get my nice hat.
Hey, but you know what? Nah, I wore my black polo T-shirt today. You know what I mean? So okay.
A bone one.
Okay.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Okay. I ain't got no beef.
So don't be talking about my
yeah,
team,
bro.
I'm over here trying to represent. Don't do that. Stop coming for us.
Devo said, nah, I still care. I just can't control what them suckers do. I just drink the Geno juice.
What'd you say, Tang?
I said, Debo, football season coming, man. I hope we hear from you, man. I know we're going to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You hear that, D? Football season, bro.
Don't let Debo and them Seahawks fool you, honey. Because they ain't over there tanking nothing. They want everybody to believe they tanking something, but they ain't tanking nothing. They going to come out swinging just like everybody else.
Sure, you're right.
Okay. What?
He said, sure, you're right.
It's going to be a team that y'all think that's supposed to be doing something that ain't going to do nothing. Go ahead, say it.
Like
who?
San Francisco. San Fran.
Oh, whoa.
49ers. My team ain't supposed to do nothing. We supposed to skate the gym up. We supposed to skate the field up.
You got
two excuses,
bro. That ain't no excuse.
That's a reality.
Oh,
so you're expecting Washington to do good.
Y'all went and got the field in as an O-line. Y'all went and got some defensive players. Y'all went and did some stuff. So it ain't like y'all doing the Seahawks.
Well, hey,
somebody said the Giants going all the way anyway. I don't know what y'all are talking about. Gerald and Dukes Major said the Giants going all the way.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you like this, man. The only reason why I think that we might do something crazy is they so pressed to get Sean Payton in there and get, main man up out of there. I don't know what's going to happen, but something crazy going to happen with us.
Oh, that's how you feel, Tang? You think so?
Yeah, something crazy going to happen, man. We might do something, but something crazy going to happen where, though, you know, it's going to make us look like, there you go again.
Yeah, because why y'all got one quarterback on
go ahead. It's my bad, 007.
Why y'all got one quarterback? Why y'all don't have a backup to help Dak Prescott? I don't understand that at all.
We kept the other dude because Russ wasn't looking good.
Has Russ ever been good, young, for real?
No.
Can you remember a time he ever looked good?
Game he plays in, he looked good in. One game.
I saw him.
And that was it.
And that's probably what got him there. He might have, but
he won the game.
Debo said, I'm still here, Holmes, the UK thing, and tell Treese I'm not putting any hope in Geno Smith. And I don't blame him. I do not blame him.
Tell him hope is free.
I don't blame him.
Ain't like you got to put no money into it. Hope is free. Listen. That's his thing. He picked him. He got to go. We got to stand 10 toes down on it. Like when my team
Geno
went down,
Smith.
Everybody started breaking up and stuff. I was like, oh, Lord, here we go again. But I couldn't say that to y'all. I just got to be like the next man up, period.
Man, Geno Smith is a chair with no ass. You try to sit in it. See what happens. That's what Geno Smith is.
Geno Smith will make you, hey, he make y'all go eat some words. Watch.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind watching that long as it ain't against my team.
I ain't never talk bad about no brother getting some TT. I ain't never gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it. I just ain't. If they want that man to be the starter, they gonna have to pay that man that starter money and put him out there and go on and start.
Mm. So if he getting his shine versus Seattle, I mean if he getting his shine versus San Francisco, you all right with that?
I'm all right with it. Because, I mean, hey. No. He got nobody to do, bro.
He
got family to feed, too. I mean, we sit here joking, like y'all, for real, hold on. We sit here joking, laughing, giggling, for real. But this man got a family. He got people that depend on him. You know what I'm saying? He's doing what they hired him. So apparently they see something we don't see. That's true what you're saying, but we're having fun with it.
What we're saying is we know that if Geno out there burning your defense up, you're going to say, I can't believe they letting this sorry A quarterback do this to us.
Hey, man, this Mr. Three Interceptions a Game type dude. You think you're doing good at interception? I might say that, but guess what? At least he's proven everybody wrong.
Is what I'm saying. At least he's proven everybody wrong.
Okay, everybody in the NFL proved everybody wrong, but what we're saying is it's levels, and we know that Geno ain't on that level. Simple as that.
We've been waiting for years for him to show up.
Listen, you say he not. The league say he is. Okay.
I said he is for the NFL. That's why he's in there. We know he's like that to get in the NFL. But we know that in the NFL, it's levels to players in there. That's why he stayed as a backup, because he's not like that. He ain't been a backup in four years.
Okay?
That's because my man was hurt. It don't matter. Y'all talking about this man. He is a backup. He wasn't starting for the Jets in them four years.
He started for the Jets, and now he's starting for these people until his teammate punched him in the face.
And listen, if he had talent, the Jets would have got rid of the teammate and not Geno. Okay? So it wasn't just because Geno was some trash. It was his personality as well, because his teammate punched him in the face. And y'all remember that story? The teammate who wasn't even signed to the team was running a camp for you. He paid Geno's and a few of Geno's partners way to this camp because Geno told the man he would come. Geno then told the man, the heck with you, your kids, and that camp.
Oh, that's hearsay.
No. This was reported, Tree. Somebody had to tell them. Well, listen. Geno and none of his representatives disputed it. So it's not just hearsay.
I don't even know. I never even heard it's what not you're talking just about.
Well, I did. And I'm telling you right now. He got punched in the face by his teammate. And that's when the team was like, man, we can't have this dude here, man. We can't have this dude here. And the team really is not messing with him like that anyway. As a starter, he had two games good with that team. That's it. Everything after that, every game, he had at least two interceptions. Yeah. Okay, the NFL is saying he's a quarterback. Give him a chance. But we've seen that play out wrong several times with every court, with other quarterbacks, not just Geno Smith.
Let
we've
that
seen
man
that
leave.
Play out wrong. Excuse me?
I said, let that man live. Get
oh,
that
he
bag.
He can live. Live off the football field, though.
Now,
off the football field. You have perpetrated a
quarterback
all
right,
stuff, bro.
He's going to live on the football field with that bag. He's going to get paid just like everybody else when the checks come. Please make sure they're not late. Please and thank you. Make sure they're on time like
Debo,
everybody else.
Let me tell you this. Debo said, I didn't say I'm not a Seahawks fan. I've been there since the 80s when we were really some trash. I'm not going anywhere, but I don't like Geno Smith. Then he said, tell Tree, she just feels like being on the other side because she knows enough about football to know that he's, Geno Smith, is trash. This is not about his family. It's
think,
not about his
I'll
family.
No
he's rich.
Listen. Is he not talented enough? Yes. Is he some trash? Absolutely not. I don't think no player should be called trash. That's just me personally. I don't call people names like that. It's hurtful. You know what I'm saying? And I don't
come on,
do
man.
That.
Come on, man.
I don't
come
do
on,
that.
Man.
I don't, hey, bruh, I don't do
that's
that.
Cool.
Now,
that's
you,
cool.
If you want to say
cool.
he's not
you
that
should...
talented, then let's say that. He's not that talented. But we not going to go down to the level of calling people trash. Let's not do that. We better than that.
Well, since junior high, when me and every
I
other
don't call
sports
my black
fan,
brother trash. I
since
don't.
Me and any other sports fan has been sitting around talking, if somebody didn't do their sports job like they're supposed to, they have been trash. They have been no good. They have been suckers. They have been bammers out there perpetrating. They have been trash. Everything
yeah,
under the sun. And that's about their sports performance. That's
I'm
not
that
about him as a man. That's not about him as a man. Let me finish, y'all. That's not about him as a man. That's about him. Now, listen, if a doctor operated and 8 out of 10 patients died, you're not going to him. Why? Because he's some trash. He's some trash. Nobody lives. His numbers is way
off. That's not good. That wasn't a good example, bro. Because you don't know the circumstances that that person died. He could have been already on the deathbed.
Oh.
Are you crazy?
Okay.
You can have that. Say what y'all want to say. These are our black brothers that we talking about. But when they it's some other brothers, nobody called them
black brothers.
Like, come
our
on.
Same black
I don't
brother,
do that.
Our same black brother who stood up a camp of little black children. That
look,
same
that
black brother that you're defending, that same black brother that you're defending who stood up a little black boy waiting to see him. That's what we're going to defend. That action
yes.
right there. Because
we don't know the circumstances that he didn't show up. Because what are the circumstances
when
he didn't show up?
Asked,
he just didn't show up?
When reporters asked him, why didn't you show up? He said point blank, I don't have time for that. After he had already talked his teammate into purchasing tickets for he and a few of his associates. He come out his mouth when I don't have time for that. And then that didn't even get him punched. What got him punched was when his teammate told him, you gonna have to reimburse me, bro. You gonna have to pay me back. And Geno turns to him and says, I'm not giving you nothing. Well, dude said, I'm going to take it out your hind parts then. And stole him in his mouth. That's the dude you're
saying
right now.
Yeah. Yep.
Google it. Google it.
I am doing it right. I'm right on it. Believe that.
He is some trash, that man. He is some trash,
yeah,
in my opinion. I don't know him personally.
Wow.
I'm having fun talking football talk. That's what Debo said. He's having fun talking football talk. So nobody is calling him. Nobody is calling him or putting him down personally. We're saying when it comes to being on the football field, he doesn't do his job. He doesn't. He doesn't. And the fact that they're going with him like this tells me, yeah, these Bammers are trying to tank. They really, because they're trying to sell us Geno. He didn't even look good in preseason, yeah? He looked like garbage in preseason. Crazy. Now, I understand your point. No man should be belittled and talked about personally in that way. But if we're talking about a skill set in which we watch him for, that we pay our money to see, and he lets us down, well, I know he don't let you down because he's in your division and playing for Seattle. You'll see San Francisco fans. So he's not letting you down. You say bring him on. More Geno.
Yep.
I wish everybody
right there
in my division. I wish everybody in my division had a Geno. For real.
You be 2-0 too. Play 2-1.
Yeah, but I'm with Dane. We're not taking it personal. No one knows them personally. You know what I mean? We're saying when it comes down to this man doing his job on that football field, he sucks at it. He sucks at it, man. And something you said, it's not just black players that has been said about. There were white players that I say the same thing about.
Which one?
A white player.
Yeah.
Washington football team. Rookie quarterback that we drafted, Heath Shuler. Garbage.
Yeah.
Heath Shuler was the trash.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. Shane Matthews. Danny Waffle.
Boy,
y'all
we got a list.
Say that out loud. This is the first time y'all
Tony
saying
Banks.
This. When it was happening, y'all never said, oh, he's some garbage. He's some garbage. Oh, he's garbage.
Jeff George.
Y'all saying it now because I'm asking the question. Y'all saying it now because I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Because
who was garbage?
Those are the names that
nobody
I said.
That. Nobody said.
Yes.
What y'all saying it?
When they were quarterbacks for my team, yes, I did say that. I did say they were garbage. I did say they were trash. My lingo has not changed, for real, especially because they were on my team. It pissed me off even more. So they might got a little bit more than garbage and trash out of me, for real. I call it like I see it.
That's fine, but what I'm saying, and I'm going to stand on it, what I'm saying is it's hard enough as it is in our skin for us to go all the way down like garbage and trash and all that. Like, I used to do that all the time, but as I'm getting older and the conditions that we're in is not changing, so I try to get away from doing the same thing over and over, like doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's kind of insanity. So what I'm doing is trying to uplift us people, period. My people, period. And I try to not, even if he's not a good player, I just say he's not, I don't want him on my team. He ain't good enough. You know what I'm saying? I'll just go that far. But to say somebody is trash, I don't do that. And he could be trash. He could be trash. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just not going to call him the trash. I'm going to let y'all have that part.
Okay.
And we're going to agree to disagree.
That's cool. That's cool. That is absolutely cool. You'll see. You'll see before it's all over.
I'm never
going to
do it.
And I didn't say you'll say he's trash. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I did not say that. But if he comes to San Francisco and light y'all up, I hear you saying something in the form.
They let this MF come in here and do some MF and stuff. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay,
That bum. They let this bum, you know what,
nope,
come in here,
nope,
and light us up. Okay.
Nope. Ask them. And please ask them. Because all I'm going to say is, that MF, that's what I'm going to say. Now, if you would have said that, I would be agreeing with you. But I'm going to say, they let this MF come in here and shut us down, da-da-da-da-da. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to call him stupid. I'm not going to call him dumb. I'm not going to call him trash.
Wow.
I'm not going to say he's some garbage. I'm not going to do that. Ask Tank right now. I don't do that.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How is the view up in that seat? How is the view up in that seat or Anacostia? The big chair. Tell me how that view is up there, y'all. I've always wanted to climb up there and sit down.
I ain't been to D.C. in 15 years.
You don't go to D.C.?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. You just hurt my feelings, y'all. You just hurt. What?
And
you call it D.C. some trash.
And on lived there. I could do that.
Wow.
Hey, I lived there.
Well,
it ain't no person. I can say a place is some trash. It ain't no person.
Nah, it's a city. It's trying. It's doing good. Good lessons have been learned there. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Who learned it?
Who learned it?
No, I said, well, we learned them. Yeah, I learned some stuff in D.C., too. I did. I learned how to fight.
Man, girl. Come on, Tree.
I love y'all. Y'all know this is Thursday show. Y'all know we silly. Kayla and T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kayla's Corner, you guys. We love you. Kayla and T, we also would like to say we love you today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love on you so much more next week. Kayla and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can reach us on Facebook and Instagram. Just type in Kayla's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKayla McLean. And I want to also say happy birthday to Keita. I want to say happy birthday to my grandson, Zayden. And I want to say happy birthday to my cousin, Domino. Happy birthday, you guys. Be safe. And I just know we love you here at Kale's Corner. Kale.
Happy birthday. Enjoy it. Enjoy your special day to the fullest. To the fullest. Make it the best birthday that you've ever had. And as I always say, if you love them, they should know it. If you love them, they should know it. It should not be a question. It should not be a wonder. They should know it. And listen, y'all, listen. I want you guys to get out, man. Enjoy. This is the last weekend before we actually have football. Now, I know, like Lou said earlier, college football kicks off today. But this is the last weekend we have before we are all glued down Thursday night and Sunday night and Monday night for regular season football. So get out, man, and enjoy a walk, a friend, a get-together, whatever. Just enjoy yourself. Y'all be safe. We'll holler at y'all Tuesday, and everybody loves somebody. You never know. Like I said, John Wall, man, we all think he'd be happy, but, hey, they go through stuff just like we do. Y'all take it easy.
Hey, yo, world, the world is yours.
Hey,
concern it. Why don't you listen and learn? That once was strong,
but you survived.
Even that's turned wrong. Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you out proud?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurted.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
Huh? And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire these.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you, Sue.
And this is the message
that the ruler,
you know,
Rick threw,
you know,
and it's
what,
true.
You know what? Kid, walk straight, master your high.
Why?
Because you make your family cry. And all jokes aside, are you in good health?
Hey, little boy,
now have you really checked yourself? You're a disgust, you know someone that I can trust, dude.
You'd steal my welfare.
And you'd run and buy some dust and big shot, you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're at
go
it,
get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
Come on, wake up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
now
right.
Now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew plus.
At the age of
a little child, that's true. But folk your age don't act like you do. So
be mature.
And put the boy through a hole.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate, hate, hate.
Pull yourself together
and get yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature.
And kids, do your chores.
Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Cause that's a man.
That brain's no spice.
Staying out of trouble
when it comes inside.
And a man never loses a fight.
In God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is the message that the ruler
you know
Rick threw,
you know,
and it's true.
You know what?